Hi, everybody. My name is Scotty Iseri, and welcome to the Imagine Neighborhood. Today on the show, we're meeting up with Alika Zambra. She's downtown in the Imagine Neighborhood at an amazing, fantabulous hair salon to get her hair done. But what happens when people start to say mean things about Alika Zambra's new hair? We'll find out, cast some new spells, and zip around on this episode of the Imagine Neighborhood. The Imagine Neighborhood is supported by a generous grant from the Allstate Foundation. The Allstate Foundation works to empower youth to reach their full potential and build the just, equitable, and healthy world we all deserve. To learn more, visit allstatefoundation.org. Okay, now on with the show. Hey gang, today we're going to a new place in the Imagine Neighborhood, a hair salon.
Yeah, Alika Zambra's getting her hair done, and then we're gonna go roller skating!
Over this way!
Oh, there's Alika Zambra. Hey! Alika Zambra, this place is amazing.
Tis indeed. Miss Mama's is the greatest hairstylist in all the universe. She just stepped out to pick up a throbbing lotion for me.
Throbbing lotion for what?
For my scalp. You see, I wanted to try something new with my hair, and the Sisters of the Wizarding Verse told me about this salon, and she had braided ever so tightly, so the lotion will help ease the pain, I hope.
Wait, so it hurts to get your hair braided?
Why, 'tis part of the grand experience. Ages ago, as a young wizard, Mother would take her golden comb, a timeless tool found in every black wizard's home, and she would heat it over the fires of Malt Vulcan. She would press the comb against mine curls, sometimes accidentally burning mine ear. It would sizzle a bit, but by the time she was finished, my hair looked better than good.
And today, Miss Mama's is gonna hook you up, baby.
Miss Mama's! This is my friend Scotty and Count Vacula.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Oh, wow! Miss Mama's, your hair is so long. Look, Scotty, it's purple and orange and it's all wrapped around itself. Oh, I wonder what it feels like.
Honey. Don't you dare. Don't you know better than to touch a black woman's hair?
Oh, no! I'm so sorry. I didn't know. It looked so nice and different, and I just wanted to know how it felt.
And, honey, it is fine to admire, but you must ask before you just go around touching somebody else's hair. Understood?
Yes, Miss Mamas. Scotty, she's so cool.
Miss Mamas is the most magnificent and magical hairstylist of our time. Any style you want, she can make it happen.
Oh, well, you know, Allie Kay, I just do what I do best. Thank y'all for coming down to the Enchanted House of Coils, Curls, and Charms, honey. I love it when people support a black girl magic business. You want your hair done too, sugar?
Can I?
Certainly, sugar. You can hop in the chair right after I finish up Allie Kay. Now hold still, child. You keep moving this head of yours. I'm never gonna finish.
Ouch! How many more braids dost thou have?
Just 3, and you need to keep still so I can get finished and you can head to your skate party.
Skate party!
At the Golden Rink Deluxe. You started learning how to roller skate, right, Scotty?
Yeah, you know, it takes me a little bit to get going, but when I do, I'm on a roll. Tough crowd. But how come you're going to the Golden Rink Deluxe? Why not hit the skating rink right here in the neighborhood?
I have tasted their nacho fries and found them wanting. Plus, I've heard this new place has mirror-reflecting floors, so I can see myself whilst I skate.
Oh boy, I can't wait. I love zipping around the skating rinks.
Hey, sister, can you zip around these floors really quickly and help me out with some of this loose hair that's on the ground?
Oh, yeah, delicious hair. I gotcha, Miss Mamas.
All righty, I'm down to the end of this last braid. And finished. You want to take a look?
Yes, though I am nervous.
About what?
Well, you know, I have been wearing my hair the same way since the beginning of the Wizardverse and have yet to change it. What if mine hairstyle doesn't suit my look?
Your hair will look great because it is great. On the count of 3, I'm going to turn your chair around so you can see it. Ready? One, two, three!
Gasp!
So, by the laser hammer of Wolfpack... The who now?
By the eye of Greldor, I am stunning! I've never seen my hair look so beautiful before.
Well, you got the most exquisite and bodacious style we have to offer. The Braidicus Opulencia hairstyle.
The beads are so shiny. And look how long it is.
Now, the beads are called Innaspenda Shimmer Beads. They will shine ever so brightly. However, there is a catch.
They are cursed?
What? Honey, no. The beads will shine at their brightest when you are the most confident.
What does thou mean?
You know, feeling good, feeling sure of yourself. The more confident you feel, the brighter the beads will shine. You got that?
Mine innermost confidence shall help radiate thou beads throughout the Wizardverse.
Exactly. Whatever you said, child. So, when wearing these long braids with these beads, you should strut through the streets with confidence, poise, and elegance.
Yes!
Don't let anyone take your shine away. All of the things that make you feel good about yourself on the inside should shine even brighter as you swing these braids back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yes!
So, throw them shoulders back, put that chin up, and walk out of this salon like a queen!
Yes!
Yes, darling! Now, Scotty, get in my chair. Let Miss Mamas do her magic.
Yes, it's my turn.
Have fun, mortal, hanging with Miss Mamas. Vacula and I must now commence to doing some magic in the roller rink. Sicarius Momentus!
Wow. Well, we got here real fast.
I have awaited so long to try that spell, but alas, behold the fanciness of this rink! You can tell we aren't in the Imagine neighborhood anymore.
Check out the skating floor. I cannot wait to get my wheels on it.
Let me click my skates into place.
Hey, yous can't skate here.
Who said that?
Oh no! It's the Troller Skaters!
I am Alakazamra Taisha Morganist. Who dares tell me not to skate?
Says me. You ain't allowed to skate with worms on your head.
Worms? You cannot possibly be talking about mine hair.
You call that hair? Because it looks like a wet mop.
It's not a wet mop. They're braids.
Yes, Braidicus Opulencia to be exact. But I just want to skate. Move, please.
Not with hair like that, you ain't.
By the power of Zagrathox, I command you all to move.
She can't even do spells. What's the matter? Your hair get in the way? You think you can skate with an unkept hairdo like that? No one else in here has hair like that.
By the eye of Greldor, move!
That was the lamest zap I've ever seen. Not as lame as that ugly hairstyle.
Gasp! What did thou say?
Your hair is ugly.
It is not. It's...
Alakazamra, your beads aren't shining. And you Troller Skaters, you leave Alakazamra alone. Her hair looks...
Her hair looks like worms. You're right, robot. Worm hair.
You're not being kind.
Leave them be, Count Vacula. Since these Troller Skaters have barricaded the entrance, I shall do as they wish and change my hair if I want to skate. I'll be back. Puffium Desperato.
Wait, Alakazamra! Change your hair? Where'd you go? Alakazamra! Scotty isn't here to talk to the listeners, so I guess I'll do it. Hey, listeners, so Alakazamra has disappeared, and I'm not sure where she went. But I think it's really unfair that those two roller skaters said she couldn't skate unless she changed her hair. Alec and Samba looked really, really sad when they were saying mean things about her hair. I know when I get sad, I like to go and sit by myself, and that feeling, that reminds me of this song. It's called Soul Splatter by Dave Lewis. It's a slow song with just a piano all by itself. Kinda lonely. And sometimes you might feel lonely when a group of people or trolls are calling you out in a mean way. Yeah, you know, I really hope Alec and Samba isn't going to change her hair because I really liked it. And I thought she liked it too. Have you ever felt sad that you wanted to change something you loved about yourself? Why don't you take a minute and talk it out? Hey, grown-ups! Have you ever felt this way too? Have a quick chat, and I guess I'll wait here for Alec and Samba to come back. If she comes back. Okay, bye!
Hey gang, I'm still here with Miss Mamas and she's giving me the hairdo of a lifetime.
Are you looking good, honey? I got this fade just right and tight. What in the... Alley K?
Greetings, Miss Mamas. Hello, Mortal Scotty.
Alakazamra, hi. Miss Mamas is just trying some new things with my hair.
Miss Mamas, I, Alakazamra Taisha Morganis, wishes to get back in your chair after you are finished with Scotty.
For what, honey? I already finished your head. If you need some more throbbing lotion, ask Lady of the Locks at the front to grab some for you.
No need. I wish these braids to be removed.
Removed? Well, why, honey? I thought you loved them.
I do love them.
But I am noticing that the beads aren't shining as brightly as they should.
Indeed, verily, yes. The beads stopped shining, so, yeah, that's why I want to take them out. And the sooner I can take them out, the sooner I can get back to skating.
Did you not skate already? And where's your little robot buddy?
Where's Vac?
He's still at the rink.
Uh-oh. I better go get him. Those skating rink floors have a lot of candy, and he might give himself a tummy ache.
Perfect. You're all done, honey. What do you think?
Oh, Miss Mamas. Wow, this is the best haircut I've ever received. Thank you. I just can't stop looking at it. Call me Grace Jones. No. Like David Bowie. I'm feeling myself.
Scotty, I shall poop thee away to the rink so thou mightest rescue Vacula from himself.
Oh, no, don't turn me into a bagel.
So, do you think thou can take my braids out for me, Miss Mamas?
I can, but, sit down and tell me about the roller rink. Was it as fantastic as you were making it seem earlier?
The skating rink, 'twas very nice. It shined like the pearls of the Lake of Agathor. And I was very excited to skate, but there were troller skaters.
Troller skaters? Ooh.
And they would not let me skate. They said I could not skate whilst my hair was in braids, that mine hair looked like worms or a mop. Or I was just so upset they called my braids ugly.
Ugly?
And they wouldst not let me skate unless I changed my hair.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Alec.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to skate, that's all.
I know, and sometimes people aren't the nicest. You ever heard the story of Jewel Mama Viduk?
Nay.
Well, let me tell you. Not so long ago, maybe about 40 or 50 years ago, Jewel was the finest stylist in the whole Imagine neighborhood. She could do any hairstyle with her eyes shut. And she wanted to attend a fancy styling school in the next neighborhood over. You with me?
Yes.
So she applied to the school. However, the head beautician of the school didn't let her in because she was a black stylist. And at that time, the school didn't allow black stylists in.
Wait, what? Why?
They saw the amazing braids, neatly parted, zigzagged, and crisscrossed, her juicy, tantalizing twist outs, her shiny, perfect puffballs, but they didn't think that the styles were beautiful. They thought they looked unclean, unkept, and ugly.
But that's discrimination.
Sure is.
So,
What did she do?
She took her beautiful twist out of her head, and she cast spells upon her to change her skin color so that she would look like the other students.
And then did she get in?
She got in.
Oh, great. See? So if I just change my hair, I'll be able to skate. We can just take these braids out and...
Well, she got into the school. But I didn't say it made her happy and successful.
What does thou mean?
Well, once she was there in her new skin, she started to fail terribly. She allowed discrimination and the remarks of others to make her change herself, and no one should ever make you want to change who you are. So, she scrubbed her skin until it was back to how it was, back to the glorious melanin that it was, and she left that school.
She let the bad people win!
Did she?
I don't know.
I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good if I do say so myself.
Wait! You're Jewel Mama Viaduct?
In the flesh, honey.
But look how successful you are. How did you get all of this?
I built my own. I learned everything that I could on my own. It took a little longer because I was doing it by myself, but I did it and then created my own school.
Then I shall create my own skating rink. I shall conjure the spirits of the great, roll, bounce, and create an inclusive and kind rink for all.
Hold on there, Allie Kay. That sounds like a great idea, and I would certainly support you, but can I propose one suggestion?
By all means, please.
Stand up to them. Show them who's boss. Use your voice and let them know that you can wear your hair any way that you want, and they can't stop you from skating.
But you didn't do that, Miss Mamas.
Oh, but I wish I did. Did opening up my own school help a lot of folks who look like me achieve their dreams of being a magnificent beautician? Yes. But the one thing I wish I did was stand up for myself. I had a voice, and I didn't use it.
But I have a voice.
A mighty loud one at that.
This is true.
See? So use it. Stand up to them. Do what I wish I could have done.
But Miss Mama.
Nope. Remember what I told you when I finished your braids. Those beads on your braids shine on their own, but they will shine brighter if you stand in your confidence. Every coily, kinky strand of hair on your head that is braided together is beautiful. Stand up for yourself. Go back to that rink and use your voice, honey. Because right now, those beads are looking a little dull.
They are indeed. You are right, Miss Mamas. I shall stand up for myself. I shall use my voice. I shall be able to skate with my Braidicus Opulencia!
That's what I'm talking about, Allie Kay. Shine on, baby!
Miss Mamas, thank you for the chat and the braids. But most importantly, the chat.
Anytime, honey. See you later.
Shakirius Momentus!
My work here is done. Time to close up shop. Whew, Lord, there's so much of this hair around here. I thought that zippity-zippity-zippity was going to get off the thing. Child, it's...
Scotty! Alakazambra hath returned!
Hey, Alakazambra! This place is super fancy.
No nacho fries, though.
I know, right? So weird.
Alakazambra! You came back! Are you ready to skate now?
Yes, my Count Vacula, but I have some trolling to attend to first. Excuse me one moment. Yoo-hoo!
What has she done, Scotty?
I'm not sure.
Ye trope of trolls, I have something to say to you.
Yeah? What is it?
My hair is beautiful. It is divine. It is luscious. And it is mine. And you all have tried to degrade me, and I will not allow it. I do not care what you think of me and my hair.
Scotty, is it getting brighter in here?
Thy words may hurt me, but will not stop me from being here and skating with my friends. Talk all you want, but me and my friends
are here to stay!
Oh, it's blinding! The bees are shining so brightly, I cannot see!
Yes! By the eye of Graildor and the wisdom of Miss Mamas, I will continue to shine bright!
Oh God, out of here.
No one can get in the way of Alakazamra Taisha McGinnis.
Alakazamra, look, your beads are lighting up the entire rink.
Yeah, it looks like a disco ball in here.
I am using my voice. Now I shall skate. Race you around the rink, Count Bakula.
Oh boy, last one to get back to Scotty is an everything bagel.
Yeah. Get back in there, come on.
As long as I'm not a bagel this time, hey, I'm going to sign off with the listeners.
Wonder, Chris. But can I do the honors? I have something important I would like to say.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Alakazamra! Hurry, I'm going to win!
I'll catch up, Count Bakula. Behold, listeners, Alakazamra here, and, I kind of want to talk to you about something. Do you know what discrimination is? It's when someone is treated differently and or unfairly because of their differences. And I know that's a big word, but it's an important word. Ask your grown-ups to talk to you about this word. What to do if someone treats you unfairly because of the color of your skin, or the way you wear your hair, or even the clothes you wear. I love wearing my hair in long, beautiful braids. And then I may want to switch it up and wear Afro puffs. Either way, I am proud of my hair. But I want you to listen to this song. It's With My Hair by Willow Smith. Now, the words are super catchy and will make you feel good about your hair. But the instruments really rock and give me hype. And I get lost in the beat and just really dance it out with all the confidence that I have in me. Well, that's our story for the day. And I need to get skating. Scotty, can you say all the stuff for the credits? I want to go show Vac how to really zip around those floors.
I'm coming back. I'm on my way.
You got it, Alakazamra.
The Imagine Neighborhood is aligned with the award-winning social-emotional learning curriculum Second Step, produced by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, Committee for Children has worked toward helping everyone grow kinder. Mia Dosis is our executive producer, Michal Richardson our story editor, writers Bilal Dardai and Melly Victor, and sound design by Mr. Music Man Lindsay Jones. For more information about the show, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. Grown-ups, you can learn more about the research behind every episode, get in touch and let us know what you think, or you can just let me know. How were you kind today?
Hey guys, wait up!